The field includes teams like Tulsa, South Carolina, Iowa State, and Western Michigan. In all, 8 schools are participating in the ESPN-sponsored tournament. When the move was announced, the city decided to take things a step further. The Myrtle Beach Area Chamber of Commerce has launched a humanitarian aid drive to benefit families in Fajardo, Puerto Rico, the town where the 2017 Puerto Rico Tip-Off Classic was originally set to be played. Brad Dean is Chamber CEO and President.
So we reached out to ESPN, offered to host the tournament with 2 caveats. One, we could use it to help Puerto Rico with humanitarian relief, and also that they keep the name Puerto Rico Tip-Off so that our friends in Puerto Rico are still getting publicity, even though they aren't going to get the economic benefits this year.
Collections of canned goods and toys will continue through the end of the year at various Myrtle Beach businesses and Coastal Carolina University. Families in need in the Myrtle Beach area will also benefit from the drive. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.